Oops, I made a mistake. Hi guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that makes me happy and encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And in today's lesson, we are talking about many things. We are going to study many things. Be careful, listening practice. So we are going to study many things as usual, and specifically one thing about the mistake I just told you about in the introduction. So let's get started. Yesterday, with one of my English teachers, who is part of my dream team, you know, I was rushing around. When you are rushing around, it means that you are very, very busy. You are going here, there, you have many things to do. So rushing, to rush around. Okay, so I was rushing around. I was in a hurry, you know, I was on the phone. And then when I hung up the phone, I had 30 seconds before calling another person. And in between, I had received a text message from the teacher I'm telling you about. Okay, it's Anna, by the way. I had received her text, but I was on the phone. So when I hung up the phone, okay, to pick up the phone and to hang up the phone. So when I hung up the phone, I saw her text and she needed a piece of information. It was important. I knew that she needed it quite urgently because it was something important for her to know. But I had to call another person, but I wanted to answer her quickly, you know. So I wrote the text, okay, to answer her question, and I sent it. And then I called the other person, okay. But while writing the text, okay, when I wrote the first part of the sentence, I knew that something didn't sound right, you know. I knew that something was wrong in this, you know, in this sentence, the beginning of the sentence. I knew it didn't sound right, but I didn't have the time to think over, you know. I didn't have the time to think because, as you know, I was busy between two calls and I wanted to send her the text message. And so after that, after a little while, my coach Anna wrote me, Natalie, this is not a verb. This is not a verb. And I was like, okay. And the word I used as a verb was not a verb, and this word is precise. So let me tell you everything about precise, because this is a tricky word. Precise has the same spelling as in French, P-R-E-C-I-S-E, precise. But this is not a verb, okay? You don't use that to say préciser. No, it's not the same verb. Precise is an adjective, you know? You know this adjective, I know this adjective, precise. Like, you can, you know, if you ask, you know, you could ask for the precise location of a museum, for example, or the precise directions to reach the train station, okay? So this is precise, the adjective. You can use precise when you talk about a precise person. A precise person is a person who pays attention to the details, okay? I am a precise person, by the way. So yeah, okay, precise means exact, okay? For, you can ask for the precise location, or the exact location, or the precise direction, okay? Or someone who pays attention to the details. If you want to use the verb precise, which is not a verb in English, okay? you can use the verb clarify or explain. If there, if something is not clear, you could say, oh, could you explain clearly? Or could you explain exactly what you mean? Or I don't get it. Can you clarify, please? Okay. So explain more, or explain exactly, or clarify, or even specify. Okay. You could use specify. Specify is a bit formal. Okay. It's a bit formal, but you can use it. Okay. So don't make the same mistake. Don't make this mistake. Okay. Precise is really an adjective. It looks like the French verb, but it's not. Okay. So now let's practice. Write in the comment section some sentences as usual to practice. Okay. You can write some sentences with a precise as an adjective, or explain exactly, clarify, specify. Yeah. Or you could also say to make it clear. Okay. For this verb. Okay. You could use to make it clear, or just to make it clear, I will be absent next week. Okay. It's a synonym. Okay. So I will be waiting for your comments. Okay. You know that practicing is the best way to remember what you're learning. Okay. So I will be waiting for your comments. I hope that this video helped you. I hope you liked it. You enjoyed it. If so, please like and share. You know that you liking and sharing helps me help more and more people. So I count on you. Just like and subscribe. Just subscribe to make sure that you don't miss anything from me. Okay, and as usual, if you need an intensive English training, all the information is below this video in the description. Okay, have a very nice day and see you soon. Bye-bye.